Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Georgiana, sweet as any peach on a tree. When we're together, walking side by side, I feel so proud passing the crowd. My heart just bumped with pride. Sweet Georgiana, after all the saying is done, you are the sweetness underneath the sun, rolled into one. I dreamed of orange blossom, you know the sign. Sweet Georgiana, tell me when you're gonna be mine. When you're gonna be mine.
And welcome to this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. This morning we're going to be listening to big bands, some of those wonderful groups that got together, and we're going to be listening to them from the 1930s through to the early 1950s. We started off with one of the great ones, Count Basie. Well, that orchestra went on for years and it was jam-packed with talent, one of the greatest of all of the big bands. We heard them from 1937. The song was Georgiana, written by the songwriting team of Carl and Croom. And the words were brought to us by Jimmy Rushing. Well, our next orchestra is well known to just about everyone. He was very famous, this orchestra, in the late 30s and 40s, and very popular too, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. They're going to bring us a number from 1939, written by Benny Carter and Edward Heyman, and it's called Melancholy Lullaby. Then we're going to go back to 1937, to an orchestra led by singer Bob Crosby. Well, this orchestra was made up of some very wonderful jazz musicians. I believe they had been with the Ben Pollack Orchestra. Anyway, they got together around about 1935 and they asked Bob Crosby to lead the band, and he also sang on several of their recordings, including the one we'll hear this morning. The Loveliness of You is the name of the song, and it was written by Harry Revell and Mack Gordon. And then to 1954, and we'll hear from Woody Herman and his orchestra. He was a mainstay of the jazz and big band scene for many years, and started out leading an orchestra in 1936, and had several different bands along the way, all characterized by some of the most talented musicians around at the time. The song that they will join us with this morning is called Long, Long Night. It was written by Woody himself, along with pianist Nat Pierce. And we'll also hear Nat on this one. And we'll go now to Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Melancholy Lullaby.
the touch of your hand, the thrill of your embrace. Darling, even heaven never could replace the loveliness of you. The warmth of your lips, the way that they cling, the sound of your voice, it's like a breath of spring. Darling, what's the theme of every song I ever sing? The loveliness of you. And when we're cheek to cheeking, words may fail me, it is true, but unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I'll tell the world all about you. The charm in your grace, you dance so divine, the joy that I know, to know that you are mine. I'd need a million phrases to properly define the heaven of loveliness, the loveliness of you.
We've just been listening to Woody Herman with Long, Long Night, 1954. Woody and his orchestra, including pianist Nat Pierst, and Nat also helped out with writing the song along with Woody Herman. Before that, we heard Bob Crosby and his orchestra with The Loveliness of You, featuring lyrics by Bob himself. And we started out with Melancholy Lullaby and Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1939. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're listening this morning to big bands from the 1930s through to the early 1950s. Our next orchestra was led by trumpeter Billy Butterfield, who is one of the finest trumpeters around, and he actually started out his career playing with the Bob Crosby Orchestra for a few years. We've heard from them in the last set. Well, he set up his own big band in the late 40s. It lasted for a few years, after which he went back to playing in smaller groups, and some wonderful recordings resulted from that activity. But also with his big band, full of very fine talent and that wonderful trumpet, we have many recordings to enjoy. And one of them, which we'll hear this morning, is a George and Ira Gershwin piece, They Can't Take That Away From Me. And then we'll go back to 1941 to the band led by Gene Krupa. Well, he, of course, was one of the more celebrated drummers around at the time, and he had played for quite a while up to this point with the band led by Benny Goodman. Gene set up his own orchestra around 1940, and this is one of the recordings. It's actually from 1941. The song is written by Earl Bostick and Red Evans, and it's called Let Me Off Uptown. And a very nice feature of this particular recording are the vocals, which are provided by Anita O'Day, a young jazz singer who was starting out at the time, and I think you'll recognize her, and trumpeter Roy Eldridge, who's also providing some of the lyrics. And that is Let Me Off Uptown. And then we'll hear from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Well, he was known as the King of Swing, one of the many bands around at the time, a particularly fine one, with, as I say, some wonderful talent, many of whom went off to create their own big bands, as we've just heard, or we will just hear, with Gene Krupa, amongst others. Well, Benny recorded this particular number with his orchestra in 1936. It's an Irving Berlin piece, and it's called Remember. At this time, Benny was also working with Fletcher Henderson. Now, he was a band leader and had been one of the first, I believe he set up his own big band back in the 20s. Very fine jazz band. And Fletcher was also very good at arrangements. And he and Benny worked together on many pieces, and together they really put their signature on the swing era. So that will be Benny Goodman and Remember by Irving Berlin. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield from 1945, Billy and his orchestra, They Can't Take That Away From Me.
Thank you. uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal, oh, you've got to spill it, let me off uptown. Go to top it. If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
You just heard the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1936 with the Irving Berlin composition Remember, and that too is a fine Fletcher Henderson arrangement of that song. Gene Krupa and his orchestra were joined by Anita O'Day on vocals, as well as the trumpet and vocals of Roy Eldridge. on Let Me Off Uptown. And we started out with Billy Butterfield, George and Ira Gershwin, They Can't Take That Away From Me. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning, it's big band time. We're listening to a selection of recordings from the big bands around in the 1930s and the 1940s. Our next big band was led by trombonist Jack Teagarden. Teagarden was a fine trombonist, led a very fine orchestra, and he also appeared on many of the smaller group sessions for the independent labels. Well, this is a recording, as I mentioned, from 1939. He's joined by singer Kitty Callan, who also sang with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra and I believe with the Harry James Orchestra. When we get into the 1940s, she's with Jack Teagarden at this point, 1939. The song is written by Jimmy Dorsey along with Don DeVito, and it's called So Many Times. And then we'll go back to 1936, and I mentioned to you we heard an arrangement of a Benny Goodman recording by Fletcher Henderson. And we're now going to hear from the orchestra of Fletcher Henderson himself. This is his second, or it's a later band. It's from the 1930s. It was also very popular. They will bring us a song written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf called Stealing Apples. And that will be Fletcher Henderson. And then to 1945, to an orchestra led by Les Brown. The orchestra was often referred to as Les Brown and his Band of Renown, and it was a very fine one. And they were joined in the 1940s by a young singer just starting out called Doris Day. And that's what we'll hear this morning. The song is Don't Worry About Me. It was written by Ruby Bloom and Ted Kohler, and it's brought to us, as I said, by Les Brown and a young Doris Day. And we'll hear now from Kitty Callan with the Jack Teagarden Orchestra, So Many Times.
Thank you.
was Doris Day with Les Brown and his Band of Renown from 1945, Don't Worry About Me. Before that, we heard from Fletcher Henderson from 1936 with the Fats Waller piece, Stealing Apples. And we started out with Kitty Callan and Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, So Many Times. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson. And this morning, well, we are listening to big bands from the 1930s and the 1940s. We have, I think, four more for you this morning. And we are going to go now to 1939. We seem to be in that year a lot today. Well, this is Charlie Barnett and his orchestra. He was an alto sax player of note and also a songwriter. And a great aficionado of the work of Duke Ellington. And we will hear him bring us, along with his orchestra, their interpretation of the Duke Ellington piece, Echoes of Harlem. And that's Charlie Barnett. And staying in that year, and our next two numbers are also from 1939, we'll hear from the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And this is a number written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, featured in the stage musical Very Warm for May. And it's a beautiful piece, and it's called All the Things You Are. And the singer on this one is Jack Leonard, and that's the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra from 1939. And also in that year, Artie Shaw and his new music will join us with a young singer who just joined his orchestra, and that was Helen Forrest. Very nice combination. And they will join us this morning with a number written by Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish. Went on to become something of a standard, Deep Purple. And that's Artie Shaw and his new music and Helen Forrest. And we'll hear now from Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, Echoes of Harlem. Thank you.
promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
You've been listening to Artie Shaw and his new music with Helen Forrest from 1939, Deep Purple. Before that, All the Things You Are, brought to us by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra along with Jack Leonard. Lovely Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein composition. And we started out with Charlie Barnett and his orchestra and Duke Ellington piece, Echoes of Harlem. Well, we're going to go now to 1939 to Teddy Wilson, a pianist who'd started out, way back in the 30s. In 1939, Teddy set up his own orchestra. It was, unfortunately, short-lived. It had a year of performances, and it was one of the top-notch bands, of course, Teddy on piano, with the number The Little Things That Mean So Much. And the words are going to be brought to us by Gene Eldridge. At the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I do hope you enjoyed our music. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with more wonderful jazz for the next 2 hours. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Well, we started out with the Count Basie Orchestra and Jimmy Rushing, and we're going to end on the same combination, also from 1937. They will bring us a Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh composition, Exactly Like You. Here's Count Basie and Jimmy Rushing. Thank you.
lovely like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those dolls seems exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dreams I'm dreaming, schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.